This is Slashdot Review for Friday, October 22nd. My name is Andy McCaskey, and this is a 10-minute summary of highlights from recent contributions to Slashdot.com. Rounding out the program, we'll have a featured song from GarageBand.com artist Frodo CPU from Santa Barbara, California. Now, on to the headlines. Keeping your eye on your rights online, American passports will have RFID chips. PR1000 writes that, quote, Wired is reporting the State Department is planning to add RFID chips to new American passports, starting with diplomats' passports in January. Those worried about the privacy concerns of RFID should take notice, as this rollout could set a precedent. Slashdot has an item that speculates that Murphy's Law rules in NASA. 3x37 writes that, quote, James Oberg, former long-term NASA operations employee, now a journalist, wrote an NBC article about the reality of Murphy's Law at NASA. It's interesting that the incident that sparked Murphy's Law over 50 years ago had a nearly identical cause as the Genesis probe failure. The conclusion, human error is an inevitable input to any complex endeavor. Either you manage and design around it or fail. NASA management often seems to choose the latter. Leading off in the science department, the world's first single atom-thick fabric has been announced. Neutron P writes to Slashdot that researchers at the University of Manchester have made the world's first single atom-thick fabric, which reveals the existence of a new class of materials that may lead to computers made from a single molecule. They call it graphene because it's webbed by extraction of individual planes of carbon atoms from graphite crystal. The nanofabric belongs to the fabric of fullerene molecules, which were discovered during the last two decades, but it's the first two-dimensional fullerene. Typobox43 writes that, according to Yahoo News, Google has reported increased profits compared to the year-old numbers in its first quarterly earnings report as a publicly held company. Google's revenue figures more than doubled, leaping to over $805 million from $393.9 million. Google shares closed today, Friday, at $149.38. Intel has canceled its liquid crystal on silicon development. KF Stark writes to Slashdot that it, quote, looks like the sub-$2,000 42-inch flat panel TV has been pushed back for a while. Intel has announced they're canceling the liquid crystal on silicon development, so I guess I'll just have to wait to pick out a different gift for the kids. Earlier, Slashdot reported plans to delay the launch of the LCOS chips, but now it seems that they have scrapped it altogether. New York Attorney General Spitzer has served subpoenas to four major record labels, UMG, BMG, EMI, and WMG, in a continued house cleaning of corporations employing dirty tricks. Flackrum writes to Slashdot that in this particular group of cases, investigations are focusing on the circumvention of the federal payola law, which forbids bribing radio broadcasters in return for airing specific songs. The item that we mentioned yesterday about the government Linux gaming supercomputer has been picked up again, now with details from Wired News. Pupkick writes in that Wired News has a story about this government supercomputer running Linux that pits two opposing teams of soldiers against one another in a fight for control over a city under siege. TheoDP writes that new water looks like any other glacier clear bottled H2O, except, reports Salon, that it gushes from the toilets of Singapore instead of a bubbling spring. New water is the product of Singapore's new water treatment system, and it's wastewater that's been purified through advanced synthetic membranes called Z-Weed, which could help 20% of the world's population that doesn't have easy access to clean water. I hope you'll take a look at the Slashdot Reviewed site and consider participating. All that's required for you to add your review of a recent Slashdot item is a phone call to 732-357-3682 or a network-based SIP phone call to 747-667-3306. Just reference the title of the Slashdot item and add your comments. There's some speculation that XM might launch a satellite radio handheld. Gosset writes to Slashdot that Reuters is reporting XM Satellite Radio Holdings next week is expected to unveil a wearable device, marking the satellite radio industry leader's latest effort to woo audiences to the nascent format. In addition, a radio industry executive said the device was believed to be a satellite radio receiver with headphones that also had a hard drive, enabling users to download XM content. Once again, there's been an analysis of Windows versus Linux from a security perspective. Tag McLaurin writes that the Register is running a very interesting article about Microsoft and Linux security. From the article, until now, there's been no systematic and detailed effort to address Microsoft's major security bullet points in report form. In a new analysis published here, Nicholas Petrelli sets out to correct this deficit, considering the claims one at a time in detail and providing assessments backed by hard data. Petrelli concludes that Microsoft's efforts to dispel Linux myths are based largely on faulty reasoning and overly narrow statistical analysis. The full report's available on Slashdot in both HTML and PDF. Although the article does make mention of OS X, it would have been nice if the other OS had been included in the detailed analysis for comparison. The results are interesting, and the winner is not a huge surprise, Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. Foghorn 666 writes that Forbes and the Princeton Review have posted their list of America's most connected campuses, which measures the technological capabilities of the country's 357 top colleges and universities. They're looking at infrastructure stuff like whether wireless networks are available, if you can register for classes online and so forth, not the curriculum. You might have a problem when the online game event sparks a riot amongst your players. Grim Online is carrying a story entitled, "When Does an Online Game Go Too Far?" It details a post to a news group about a world event for the newly released A Tale of the Desert 2. The online game, which simulates an ancient Egyptian culture, was full of angry players after a developer-run event used openly discriminatory language against the female gender. Details on the event can be found at Attitude 2 Wiki, and commentary can be found on Terra Nova. Links on this, of course, on Slashdot.com. An HP exec statement is that the company is only responding to the company's globalizing in many parts of the world. Game developers, would you guys just quit overpromising? Andrew Edwards writes to Slashdot that recently there's been a flurry of game developers releasing games which did not live up to expectations the developers set early on. Due to this practice of overhyping upcoming games, gamers have become wary of those games which have major hype behind them. There's a link that points to which developers are falling victim to the hype, as well as why Nintendo's frustrating strategy might actually be the best approach after all. Thanks for listening to Slashdot Review for Friday, October the 22nd. My name is Andy McCaskey. I have no affiliation with Slashdot other than as a regular reader, and offer this material and other items of interest under the Creative Commons Attribution Sharealike license as detailed in Slashdotreview.com. Slashdot Review audio is published Monday through Friday and occasionally on Sunday. Now today's featured album track from the band Frodo CPU. The track is It's Time from the CD Frodo CPU. You can find more music from this artist at GarageBand.com by following the links on Slashdot Review.
Obvious truth. If I take it all.